Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you, God, for your presence. We thank you, God, for your love. We thank you, God, for all that you do, Lord. God, we thank you for your protection, Lord. God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for touching our hearts and our minds, God. Thank you, Lord, God, for being there for us, Lord. Thank you, God, for being there for us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for hearing our prayers and our cries for help. Thank you, God, for working things out for us. Thank you, God, for making a way. Thank you, God, for putting things in order. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing us each and every day. Thank you for your protection and keeping us safe from all harm and danger, seen and unseen. God, we just thank you, God, for the wisdom, the understanding, God, the teachings that you give us. We thank you, God, for seeing about us, Lord God. And we welcome you, Lord God, even now, Father. We bless you, Lord God, for everything, Lord. We thank you for the little, and we thank you for the big. We thank you for it all, God. And we bless you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just bless you, Lord. And we honor you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come before you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we open up our heart, Father God, and we ask that you enter in, Father God. Enter into our hearts and our minds, Lord God, our spirits and even our souls. God, we want you, God, in the presence, Lord God. We want you, Father God, to be in the midst of any and everything, God, that we have to deal with, Father God. As we take our hands off of even our own selves, Father God. And we ask, Father God, that you have your way, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that your will be done in our lives, Lord. God, we ask that you touch, Lord God, even our families and our loved ones, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, those that are around us, attached to us, even our spiritual family, Lord. As we make these decisions, Lord God, as we have to make choices, Lord God, give us a heart to choose life. Give us a heart to choose your will. Give us a heart, Father God, to follow your instructions. Father God, in the name of Jesus, give us a heart to hear, Father God, and accept, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask, Lord. God, I ask, Lord God, that you step in, Father God, and move on your people's behalf, Lord. Any and everything that is concerning them, Father God, I ask, Lord God, that you step in, Father God. Give them the wisdom, the guidance, and the direction that they need, Father God. Unction them. Give them a dream, even as they sleep, Father. God, that they will hear your voice. Open up their ears, God, that they can hear you even the more. God, that they can hear precisely, Father God. That they're not deceived by any outside voices or any distractions, Father God. Lord God, or even any lies, Lord God, that may be floating through the air, that may come from a phone call, or even from their own thoughts. God, I ask that you step in, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, and heal, Lord God, where there's a brokenness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask that you heal, Father God, where there's a separation, Lord God, where there's division, God. I ask, God, that you allow reconciliation to take place, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask, God, where there is a sadness and disappointment, God. God, that you will bring back joy, God, and fulfill. Father God, in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, that you will give your people the heart to accept what you have for them, God, in spite of what has happened or what, in spite of what is going on, in spite of the chaos, in spite of the tragedy, in spite of the heartbreak, Father God, that you are the healer. You are the comforter. You are the one that can do it all. You are the shepherd. You are the one, Father God, that hears it all, knows it all, and see it all. And Father God, you're the one that can make it right. God, you're the one that can change the mind. God, you're the one, Lord God, that can get the mind in order, Father God. so that we can think right, we can talk right, we can respond right. Father God, that we can make the right decisions, Lord God, that we won't lead to our own understanding in the midst of it all, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and God, it's by chance, Lord God, they can't hear your words, or God, there's a place, Lord God, that they're in, Father God, they don't hear anything. Father God, let them stand firm on your promise and on your word, Father God, because you are faithful, God. You keep your word. You know exactly what each and every one of us need. God, give them a courage to stand and to stand firm, Father God, because you have not gone in. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. You are right there, Father God, and you are right there in the midst of it all, Father God, you are right beside us, Lord God. God, give us the courage to grab hold to you, Father God, and not let go, God, until you bless us, God. Bless us with freedom. Bless us with spiritual growth. Bless us with maturity in you. Bless us, Father God, in our marriages. Bless us in our relationships. Bless us in our sight, Father God, that we stay with you, Father God, and that we learn, Father God, from wherever we're going through, whatever it is that we're dealing with in our lives right now, Father God, that we grab hold to the, Lord God, what the lesson that you're trying to tell us right now, Father God. God, that we don't run from you, but run to you in the name of Jesus. And God, that we hold on to you and never let go and not compromise, Lord God, or let our salvation go by the wayside, Father God, but that we will, Father God, hold on, Father God, hold on in the midst of the shaking that's taking place, the pressing that's taking place. God, that we just hold on because you know what's best. God, help us to remember, Father God. Help us to remember everything that you've already done in the name of Jesus. Help us to remember, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, Father God, that you remember each and every individual person, Father God, that we continually bring before you, that's on our hearts, in our minds. God, the thoughts, Lord God. Lord God, the things that you show us. Father God, I'm asking, God, that you reach down and touch them, Father God, wherever they may be. Father God, that you work in their behalf. Touch their minds, Father God. Regulate their minds. Help them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to grab hold to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, God, if they're in a backslidden state, Father God, if they have fallen, God, give them the courage to get up, God, to shake it off, Father God, and start over again. Keep pressing forward. Keep moving forward in the name of Jesus. Let them know that your arms are wide open and you're waiting on them. Oh God, give them the courage, Lord God, to use the tools that you've already put on the inside of them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I ask in the name of Jesus, and help them, Father God. God, give them the courage to fight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and not let go of your word, Father God, using the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness. God, help them to put that helmet back on and put the word, Lord God, in their heart, Father God, constantly meditating on it day and night, Father God, and so they see the evidence, Lord God, it come alive in their life, God, until they see the evidence, Lord God, in their lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Not worried about what people say or what people think, but they're keeping their mind stayed on you in the name of Jesus, putting you first, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you will help us to keep pressing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not looking back, Father God, forgiving even, Lord God, 5 minutes ago, yesterday, or all those years ago, Father God, leaving those things in the past, not bringing them back up, Father God, but leaving them in the past, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, forgetting those things always, always forgetting those things that are behind us, Lord, and pressing and pressing and pressing, God, not giving up, Father God, because you did not give up on us. You never give up on us. You keep, God, and we just thank you for that. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, God, that your arms are open. We thank you, Father God, that you see about us. We thank you, you, God, for that whisper. We thank you for that dream. We thank you for that hope. We thank you for that encouragement. We thank you, Father God, for those gifts, Lord God. We thank you, God, for your very presence, Lord God, even in the midnight hour, even in the late night, God, when we can't sleep, God. And God, we get up and we stop walking the floors and we stop praying and we stop crying out, Jesus. Oh God, we know you're right there, Father God. And we just thank you for being with us, Lord God, even when the tears get to rolling, Father God. And there's nothing else that we can do. We say thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, we just thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for seeing about our children. Thank you for seeing about our loved ones. Thank you, Father God, for removing the deception, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for opening up their hearts, God, to receive the truth, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for making a way, Father God. Lord God, and opening up doors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Even in their lives, Lord God, let it not take you for granted, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just bless you, Lord. Oh God, and we love you. We love you, God, for everything. We love you, Lord God, and we appreciate you, Lord God, because somehow, some way, Father God, God, you, God, make it right. You just do it. You just make everything good, God, and we just appreciate you for that. We appreciate you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for going into our hearts, God, and pulling out some stuff and rearranging some things and uprooting some things. God, we just thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, and we appreciate you, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. I ask, God, that you remove the fears, Lord. Fear, Father God, of the correction. Fear, Father God, of rejection. Fear, God, I ask that you remove all fears, Lord, even of the unknown, God, in the name of Jesus. God, and we just bless you, Lord God, for replacing it with the courage and the patience and the love, the perfect love, God, that can only come from you. It can only come from you, God, that we rest in you, Father God. We just thank you, Lord, for your goodness on today. And we appreciate you, God. We ask, God, that you continue to cover us and keep us, Lord God. Keep us safe from all her harm and danger, seen and unseen. God, even our families and our loved ones, Father God, even those that are, God, going through devastation right now. Jesus, I'm asking God that you even encourage their hearts. God, they might be in a place, Lord God, that they don't understand. Father God, let them cry out to you. Let them hear your voice even in the midst of the devastation that's taking place, God. God, because there's a purpose and a reason, God, that you're allowing these things to happen. God, help us, Lord, to seek your kingdom and your righteousness even in the midst of it all, Father God. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, and we just bless you on the day. God, we bless you, Lord, and we thank you for your help in every area of our lives. And God, we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will be with us even on tonight. Give us the right perspective, the right attitude, and even the heart to receive whatever you have for us on tonight, God. And we ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we give you all praise, all the honor, and all the glory, Lord. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.